This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you on board once again here on the podcast. And thank you so much for joining me today. Coming up on today's podcast, we are touching base with a former professional who's raced with some legends in his career on the front end of the field, now turned Ironman age grouper, who did some phenomenal things on the Big Island last year. I'm talking about Rob Burrell, and we'll talk a little bit about his swim today and some of the things that he's done to improve his performance in the water over his Ironman career. Over the last few weeks here on the podcast, I've been talking about something I'm working on behind the scenes, and I'm quite excited. Every time I get an email in there, we take one step closer to what I'm hoping to do. I get really fired up, and I got one of those emails in today, which is a major step to this thing happening. So I'm just waiting for one more thing to fall into place, and then I can give you all the details. So it's still not 100% confirmed, but it looks very, very likely. I'm going to ask you a favor. If you wouldn't mind heading over to Facebook, okay, and search for our Facebook page. It's The Kona Edge. And look for the pinned post at the top of that page. And I need your feedback on that post. Go check it out. So search for The Kona Edge, look at the pinned post, and give me your thoughts, okay? Please, I need your help. We have to do this thing. I'm properly amped, and I think you might be too. So go check that out. Yeah, I can't contain myself. Anyway, I want to tell you, but I can't just yet. So just go to that post and check it out, okay? Coming up next, we chat to Rob. In the spotlight in the coach's corner today is MP Multisports. Their athlete-coach relationship is what makes MP Multisport unique in the coaching field. Their role is to ensure the coach relationship is evident in all their coaching interactions. MP Multisport coaching involves listening first to understand your needs as an athlete, continuous analyzation by them, and implementation by you. They don't focus on mass-produced training plans or categorize their athletes because no two athletes are the same. There's more to your needs than swim, bike, and run portion of training. Too often, athletes will push through their training laps and miles but forget about the impact in other areas of their lives. To get to your goals, MP Multisport takes a holistic approach to the process, which includes the balance you have in your life, nutrition, core strength, and time management, as well as understanding those needs through communication. To find out more about MP Multisport, head over to the Coach's Corner. Just go to thekonaedge.com/coaching, or alternatively head straight through to their website. It's mpmultisport.com. If you're a coach, or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, simply head over to that URL. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching and scroll right down to the bottom of the page to get all the details. You're listening to the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown, and it's time to chat some swimming. We head back to the Netherlands to catch up with Rob Burrell. Rob, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Brad. Good to be back.
Rob, I always joke with age groupers because I ask many of them, what do you wish you had done differently when it comes to the swim? And for many of them who only started swimming later in their life, they say they wish they started when they were six. And unbeknownst to you, your parents enrolled you in a swim club when you were quite young, and that's paid off handsomely, that decision.
Sure, yeah. I think it's technically the most difficult sport of triathlon, and it benefited for me to start at an early age. I wasn't a very talented swimmer, but I was lucky to swim with a strong club and had good coaches all my career.
Looking back, and obviously it's almost second nature to you now because you've done it for so long, but over your career, do you think there have been a few things that you've done that have really helped your swim performance over time?
Yes, I think swimming is a great sport to have as a background because it's a very difficult sport to be attracted to on a later age. Being in a pool for hours and hours is quite it can be quite boring, and you have to be raised with that feeling to see the beauty of it and see the challenge of it. And I think it helps to start with swimming as a sport. But still, when I was a swimmer, my coaches quite soon started telling me I was getting to an age where my technique would not be as flexible anymore, and they gave up on improving my swimming technique. And I always hated that. I thought it might be harder to learn something, but you will never too old to learn new things, new techniques. So only when I became a triathlete and started to train more by myself, I developed more ways to get more interested in swimming styles and swimming technique and training techniques. And I think my technique developed more after I became a triathlete than as a swimmer.
Did you, and I find that fascinating, in the build-up to Kona 2017, or to Nice and then to Kona 2017, did you feel like you had your swim worked out and it was a case of just going and doing sets, or were you still working on little technique things during those sessions?
All the time. This is something I'm still, I don't swim every day anymore like I did, I used to. As a swimmer, I had 11 sessions a week. As a pro triathlete, I still had six sessions a week. Now I train twice, three times a week, still enjoying it and still working on my technique all the time. If you pay attention to one thing that you think is important, you ignore another one. And you have to go through the process all the time. When you think your catch is okay, your push is neglected. If your breathing might be a little bit off balance, your kick, all the time you need to work on your technique.
I love that. And the reason I asked that question, Rob, is obviously you come from a very strong swimming background. You've raced professionally. So, you know, you're someone who knows what they're doing. But if it's good enough for you to keep working on their technique, I think the rest of us who ignore it need to catch a wake up, because it is definitely something that can improve.
Yeah. And as I said, you're never too old to learn and to change these things.
Swim set wise, I mean, you must have swum every single set under the sun throughout your career. What do you really thoroughly enjoy doing from a swim set perspective?
Can you rephrase that question?
What are your favorite swim sets? What do you enjoy doing in the pool?
Well, I never swim just 1 hour, or maybe I in the if I swim in open water, I do distances, but 95% of my sessions are in an indoor pool, 25 meter pool, which is so all the time I'm looking at my times, I'm calculating what effort I want to do, and try to watch the clock all the time. So this makes it more challenging, differential, and it keeps your speed up. So it's not that all the sessions are fast. Sometimes I look at the clock and I just have to realize that I swim too fast and I have to swim slower to get more control over my stroke. But a lot of times I want to just have a challenging set and just keep have a speed that's satisfying me, and the main thing is to not have your times slow down, and I basically want to build up a set where I'm swimming faster towards the end.
Rob, looking at sort of from your perspective, what are some of the big mistakes you see age groupers making from a swim perspective?
The biggest mistake I think is having your legs drop too much. You don't need a strong kick for propulsion, but you need a strong kick for or a little kick to have a nice horizontal position in the water and optimize your streamline. Another thing is which is really really disturbing your technique is a unilateral breathing. When you're used to breathing on one side, your stroke gets asymmetrical, and this is you're always neglecting the arm that is pulling when you're breathing, because you don't see what's happening, and if you keep doing that, your stroke will get worse and worse all the time. So you need to at least change breathing sides every now and then. What I do is I breathe most of the times 1 in 3. If it's getting hard, I alternate one lap breathing on the left side 1 and 2, and the other lap I breathe on the other side 1 and 2. So this is a good way to correct that.
Well, I've got some work to do, Rob. You're not making me feel better about my unilateral breathing. Rob,
it will improve you.
I'll take your word for it. I'll have a word with my coach, and maybe from Monday morning I'll start giving it a bash. Well, Rob, it's been great catching up. Thanks for your time today here on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out.
No problem. See you.
This episode of the Cone Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. And that's it for this edition of the Cone Edge. Thank you very much to Rob Burrell for joining us today. And thank you to you for listening to the podcast all the way through. And don't forget to check out that post on our Facebook page. Just search for the Cone Edge. I'd love your feedback. And hopefully I can give you some details next week if everything falls into place. I'm waiting on one email. May it come. I'm nervous. It's got to happen. I'm properly excited. So head over to Facebook and search for the Cone Edge and give me your feedback on that post. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Cone Edge.